RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Virginia, what's up? Michael Phillips here. I'm Beyond the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Timestamp's important because we're in a rapidly evolving situation here. Yes, we'll talk Commanders. Yes, we'll talk VCU. We do all those things, VCU. I was about to say VCU back in action tomorrow. If there's no water, do they play basketball? These are among the things we're going to need to figure out in the next 20 years.
Is this like an audience-less game?
Sure feels like it. You can't have 7,000 people in no bathrooms.
Yeah.
Right?
I think you could maybe figure it out with the players and coaching staff situation, but it would be closed off. I'd say no. I'd say no game.
Shower after the game? You can't shower after the game. That's brutal if that's how that goes. A lot to speculate on, and maybe they'll turn the water back on. It's been a day. So we'll talk about sports. I think we got to start with water, though. I think water's more important. We've figured out what's happening here. Stubbs in today for Hazel. And I just want to be very clear. We all love Stubb.
Thank you.
Stubb's the man. I love it when you're here. But we have what I'm going to describe as a concerning trend, where Stubb fills in for this program and stuff hits the fan.
Oh, yeah.
It's becoming a little too routine for me.
Two's a coincidence, and I think that's what we're at.
Yeah. All right.
Three's a trend.
Well, you're back Thursday?
Yeah.
We're on alert. We're on alert Thursday. Yeah, so here's what happened yesterday. I ended up, I run the Richmonder, richmonder.org. Go there for all your latest news and information. Graham and Sarah are out there right now chasing down information on water. Went home yesterday, got texts like, because it wasn't easy to get here. We've got the winter storm, too. I don't want to ignore that.
It was way harder to get here today than it was yesterday.
It was significantly icier today. I go down Forest Hill Avenue. It was closed. Somebody had T-boned into somebody else. Mm. They were moving the scene. You know, I got in here a little late because of that, because I was sitting there waiting for them to move the cars. We both made it safely. Good work. It is icier today than yesterday. It's going to snow again Friday night into Saturday. That's insane. I feel like that's enough to talk about, that and the Commanders in the playoffs. But then on top of that, my phone starts buzzing yesterday, 2:15, 2:30. Just to get the time frame right. Hey, my water's not working. What do you know about this? And then somebody who I know who knows some firefighters said, hey, the fire department's being told this is a big deal. So we're running around. We're trying to figure that out. And then everybody's water stopped working.
Yep.
And I go down to the city's command briefing center. We're at the library on Franklin Street. The main library. It's no Library of Congress, but
it's a nice one.
It's a nice building.
It's a nice building.
It's a nice building. They have like a conference room in the basement. And when something like this happens, I didn't know any of this. When something like this happens, the city converts it into an emergency command center. And they let me go in for a minute.
Ooh.
And it was like, you know, in Batman, like where they see like all the cameras from the whole city.
Yeah.
It looked a lot like that.
Were there cameras of the whole city?
Basically.
What?
Yeah. Now, not like in Batman, like they're inside people's. It's very illegal in Batman. I don't think they showed me anything illegal.
I've never wanted to be in a room more in my whole life than in that room when you were there.
Yeah, and everybody's running around doing important things, and I'm just trying to not get in their way. I feel like the biggest dum-dum, because my job is to tell Richmond what's happening with the water. And in that moment, my only thought is, I have no clue what's happening. With the water. They're saying filters and pumps and generators and power. And at one point, we had a great laugh moment. Me, another reporter was there. I'm not going to out him in case he's worried about looking dumb, because we both looked dumb. They're explaining to us the water for the city of Richmond gets processed at this plant on the James River. So it's near the expensive bridge. There's a name for that bridge, but I don't know what it is.
There's too many bridges in the city. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not the Nickel Bridge. It's the expensive bridge. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it costs like $15 to cross?
No. Oh, that's the one in Verina. Yeah, not that one. The 90-cent bridge.
Okay.
Is it the Powhite? Or is the Powhite the road that starts after that? It's not the Downtown Expressway.
I'm the worst person to ask.
Yeah, but we know which bridge we're talking about now. It's right next to there. It cleans the water from the James River and pumps it. They say it pumps it to the Bird Park Reservoir. And so we're there for 20 minutes trying to figure out how the Bird Park Reservoir is holding clean water. Because we're both picturing the lake with the fountain, you know, that people walk around. And we're like, but why do they don't put clean water in there? None of this makes sense. And so finally, the light bulb goes off. That's not the Bird Park Reservoir. In Bird Park, there is a big concrete box. There are two big concrete boxes that each hold 25 million gallons of water.
Do they right now?
No. That I can say conclusively. I know that. Yeah, I don't know much, but I know that.
With two empty concrete boxes there now?
There are two empty concrete boxes there now. They each hold 25 million gallons of water. They have roofs, so you know the birds can't poop on mm-hmm. them and get in the water supply. That's the Bird Park Reservoir. And then the whole thing starts making sense. So the light bulb goes off. It's like, we thought you were talking about the lake with the fountains and the geese. No, that would be silly. That's dirty water, not clean water. So at some point, the water, you know, the water supply stopped. And they were like, let's see if the reservoir can hang on while we fix it. We know the answer to that question now. We know the answer, Stub. No.
I'm well aware of the answer.
It can't. Didn't do it. Didn't come particularly close. Big hard no on that. We're at the Odyssey building right now. You and I are both city people, but we're at the Odyssey building. We're in Western Henrico now. Life's good here.
Yes.
We're drinking water like kings.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm flushing like a king.
I flush twice just because I can. Eastern Henrico is now also out of water while they're fixing this.
Interesting.
That includes the airport. The airport is out of water. That's not great. Because among the concerns here, obviously, mine are the most important. I got to get to Tampa. We got playoff football. Do you know how long I've waited to watch this team win a playoff game? And the answer is forever. I've never in my Richmond lifetime seen it. I got to get to Tampa. I got to get on the pirate ship. We'll drive if we need to drive.
I was going to say, fill up those gas tanks.
Yeah, planes, trains, auto. AWOT will come if we drive. We'll have ourselves a big old party. We'll take the show on the road. We'll do the show from the pirate ship Monday. But there's no water at my house. There's no water at your place. No.
I mean, there's like currently pots sitting in my bathtub.
Yeah.
You know, but like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I learned how toilets work yesterday.
Yeah, didn't we all?
It was a really educational day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My first time ever, you know, doing a boil advisory, getting that ready, because I had a little bit, and I filled up a pot, and then I boiled it.
Yeah.
Had that ready to go.
We filled the bathtub.
Yeah, I did not have the luxury of that.
You don't have a bathtub.
I have a bathtub, but it was too late.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just didn't get there.
I got home at like 4:30.
Too late.
Yeah.
You got to pay Hansworth.
Yep.
Yeah. So I go over to the emergency operations center. They brief us. They tell us we're going to get this thing fixed by 10 o'clock. So we go sit in a little...
Not this 10 o'clock.
Yesterday.
The last one.
Yesterday's 10 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock now. That's 12 hours after the initial 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. So I will say, so there's like five reporters in the room. We're like, let's go get some pizza. You know, because we're waiting for 10 o'clock at this point. So we drive over to Carytown. Everything's closed.
Oh, yeah.
It's eerie, man. Ooh. Like, it's like zombie apocalypse stuff. I've never seen Carytown empty. One place open in all of Carytown. Mary Angela's Pizza.
How?
I don't know. They didn't have water. They just had pizzas, and they're putting them in the oven. Don't think too hard about it.
Don't use the plates.
No. It was to-go only. Couldn't sit in the dining room. No drinks. No, just, if you want a pizza, we'll make you a pizza. I've never been happier in my life for them being open. I love Mary Angela's to begin with, but never happier in my life to have a slice from Mary Angela's. I don't want to think too hard about how they stay open. I don't want to get them in trouble by saying they're open. I just want to be very clear. This is a love letter to Mary Angela's Pizza. Because they were there for us.
No, good for them.
They were there for us.
I mean, they could have had their own supply.
We went back 9:30 p.m. The mayor's spokesperson comes in the room. He's like, y'all can go home. We'll let you know when there's something to say. Question. Yeah. Yeah, MP, you in the back. That doesn't sound good. Well, we're working on it. 5:30 a.m., still nothing. So we just posted the update just a minute ago from Graham. We're all learning about municipal water here. It's a great time to be alive. There are 8 pumps at the facility that pump the water into the reservoir. One of them is now working. We have a pump. We have a pump, Richmond.
My favorite, one of your tweets on the Richmond, was my favorite fact, is this hasn't happened in 22 years.
Yeah.
Since 03?
Since the hurricane, yeah.
Wow.
Since the last time we had this was the hurricane. It's been that long. We got 1 of 8 pumps. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that's not the correct number of pumps that we need to be pumping some water to old Stubbs' house. Because Stubbs, we're all going to take a long shower when this is over. That's the other problem, right? Like the water comes back and like, hey, everybody, just use what you need. What I need right now, a big, long, warm shower. So that's going to pile up as well on the other side. Also, it's a playoff week for the Washington Commanders. We're not going to lose sight of that. Bram Weinstein's the voice of the Commanders. He will join us at 11 o'clock today. If you have municipal water questions, call in. Stubb will answer them for you because I still don't know what I'm talking about. 833-804-0910. We're off and running. It's a Tuesday edition. It's MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan Network.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Nine the Fan, 105.1 FM, your home for Commanders football in Richmond. It's playoff week. You know this. We don't have a ton of guests on this show, but I do love from time to time to reach out, and I try to leave people alone during the season, but it's too big of a week. It's playoff week, and so a special treat this morning, voice of the Commanders, Bram Weinstein, you hear him every week here on The Fan, joins us now. Bram, good morning. How's it going?
You're never bothering me, Michael. You can reach out anytime you like. It's nice to hear from you.
Absolutely. Great to have you on. You know this, being the voice of a team, right? You ride with the highs and the lows. What has the last 12 to 16 weeks been like, where just every week I turn on SportsCenter and it's your call of a wild last second finish that it takes some people a career to get that many?
Yeah, it's obviously greatest year of my professional life, like not close and not comparable. The last 4 weeks alone have every game's come down to the last play. Literally.
Yep.
And they've won all of them, which is crazy. There's a Hail Mary. I had hoped, the Commanders had never had one in the history of their team unless Sammy Baugh did one and there's no video evidence of it. But they'd never had one that we knew of. So we got to do that. Even the Dallas loss was nuts. I mean, completely nuts the way it ended. We've been joking this week that we don't know why we don't have a sponsor for blood pressure pills, and that I should put out a disclaimer if you're going to listen to this broadcast, because it's been a roller coaster, but it's been a total joyride. And I can't wait to see what they do, because nothing seems to kill them. And the last couple of weeks where they've played good teams and done things that kind of historically you do not win those games, they've won them anyway. So I don't know what they're going to do in the playoffs, honestly.
It's such a fun matchup. Obviously, you were there week one. How much can you even read into that? It just feels like both these teams are so different right now.
Yeah, I think, it's funny because, you never know what you're going to get every week with teams. And Marcus Mariota was really interesting, a couple weeks ago, when he said the one of the big, pluses about Jaden Daniels this year, and there's a long list of them, but one of the big ones is they keep throwing unscouted looks at him and it doesn't faze him. That's the one thing about this team that won't be the problem. Like, we went into week one knowing exactly who Todd Bowles is, exactly what he's going to do. When I talked to reporters, and it made sense at the time, as a rookie making his first start, they're not going to change, they're just going to come at him. And we expect no different. Like, they're very predictable. They play defense the same way no matter what. It is at their own risk with injuries that they have in their secondary. So they live and die with potential big plays being hit against them. And considering how depleted their secondary is, I think they're playing with fire with this guy, because he's obviously, his escapability is probably second to Lamar Jackson. So I think you're really playing with fire with him. But that is the one part of this that I feel like is a given, is Todd Bowles will be Todd Bowles. We know what we're going to get on defense. Offensively, though, they're diverse, and at times they can be dynamic. And what's different about them probably from years past, and really since week one, is they can rely on the run a lot more than they used to. Bucky Irving had an outstanding season for them. He was their leading rusher in week one, but he only carried the ball 9 times, something like that. He's a primary running back. They have a lead run game now. We know what the Commanders' problems are stopping the run, and we knew what they were stopping the pass in week one. So this feels like a track meet, honestly. That's what it feels like to me. Short of a lot of turnovers, it feels like a high-scoring game.
I didn't think it would. Initially, I didn't think it'd get Sunday Night Football. Like, because there's some name games here, Eagles, Packers, yeah, and Ravens. But that's exactly what I thought about. I thought, well, what's more entertaining than two quarterbacks running up and down the field with each other, running up the score? And I think they saw that. Obviously, if Marshawn Lattimore plays, you've got that subplot. That's nobody's going to lack for interest listening to this game on Sunday, certainly in the secondary. Give me your thoughts. Bram Weinstein joins us. You hear him every week here on The Fan, calling Washington Commanders football. Give me kind of your big picture thoughts on Jaden, having watched him develop now over the course of a year, and just why, what it is about him that everybody has gravitated to him so quickly, it seems like.
It goes without saying he's like the best rookie quarterback this team's ever had. He's had one of the best rookie seasons anyone's ever had, and I would argue it is almost unprecedented. I think Cam Newton had more yards in his rookie season, but he was never as dynamic a passer as Jaden Daniels is walking in the door. The other thing, too, and I know you've been around him a little bit, is this kid is so humble. And when you ask him, you know, about all these amazing things he's doing, he just shrugs it off and acts like, I don't know, I'm just playing. His work ethic is off the charts. It's as advertised. The teammates love him. They've gravitated him. He's friends with Bobby Wagner, who's at the end of his career and is a first ballot Hall of Famer, in my opinion, or will be in the Hall of Fame for sure. And it's his play seems effortless. He's clutch. I have not seen someone, when the pressure goes up, his blood pressure goes down like this. And he's just so prepared for the moment. It's very, very unusual. And then add in, he's got a ceiling, athletic ceiling, that is so high. You know, he could be, if he wanted to be, probably the second best running quarterback behind Lamar Jackson. I think he ended up with more rush yards than him, or close. It was close to it. And I think that he's a far more accomplished passer than Lamar was in the early part of his career. So I know there's no promises for the future. Look at C.J. Stroud. Like, he had a great rookie season. He's very up and down this year. So every year is different, and he's going to have to prove he can do this again, and people have a year of film on him. But if this is ground zero and this is the baseline, I think they have a very, very special player here. And my line around here all the time is protect him at all costs, because we've been waiting our life to get him. And he is just an outstanding young man and an unbelievable athlete. And none of this is too big for him. And that, I think that's probably the part that, yeah, I don't know if it surprises me, but it's amazing to watch, you know, week by week by week.
Yeah, if they want to spend a zillion dollars on offensive linemen this offseason, I would
go for it.
I would be just fine with that. Protect him at all costs. I like that. You mentioned Bobby Wagner, and one of my favorite subplots this season has been that in this year where he is capping off, obviously, his illustrious career, you are standing next to London Fletcher each week, who has a bunch of these records, and we've seen him pass it. How fun is that dynamic? But we played a while back the interview London did with him after he matched London for seasons with the tackles. And how fun has that been to watch the two of them and to be around just that caliber of player every week?
Well, I do have to correct you, London, because London will be mad if I don't. He's done it one more season in a row than Bobby has.
That's right.
Bobby's got one more to go to get to 100-plus tackles. It would be 14 seasons in a row is the record that London has. Bobby hit 13 this year. You know, the story goes, I didn't know this, but like when he signed here, London had told me, he's like, I kind of have a relationship with him, but he didn't really expound on it. And apparently, like, Wagner just DM'd him out of the blue and was like, can I talk to you, years ago? And just kind of asked him questions, how'd you do it? You're like, how'd you just stay, you know, so consistent in your career, I think was really the question. And he said they talked about it, and he said they had never actually met until he came here. Once. He said when we played Seattle a year ago, he ran into him and said hello, like, and just met in person. But this is the first time they got to know each other. Wagner's become a de facto leader. That storyline's been really cool. I'm very, you know, like, London, London and I in the booth have become like 12-year-old kids. We're like fans. It's really fun to watch him be just so excited for them. You know, sometimes the players at this point, they're just doing their job. He really lives it and loves it, and it's fun to be around him. And it kind of feeds into the energy of the whole thing that we're doing together. And it's really cool to have them together. There's kind of nothing like that. I mean, think about this, like for me and you, you know, like, having the proximity to it is really cool. Like, we grew up wanting to have this proximity to it. Here are two, in my opinion, Hall of Famers interacting, and I get to hang out and watch the conversation. And it's really been, this whole year has just been, in so many ways, I think, karmically overdue for this fan base. Like, it's just been such a joy in so many ways, and like, in almost every way. You know, like, the coach comes in, he sounds, kind of acts like Gibbs, you know? The GM comes in, he's given everything at his disposal. The roster he puts together, show me the miss, you know, that he had in all of these players that he brought in here. Like, they're few and far between. The team has come together in a way that I wouldn't have expected. 12 wins is their best record since 1991. The way that they win every week is exhilarating, and we have a quarterback we believe in. I mean, good Lord. I mean, like, just think, stack up those headlines to the last 30 years. It really, like, it's just, it's really remarkable.
It's so fun. And I love, like, after the Hail Mary, where the Bears fans, like, oh, you know, those bounces will go the other way. Like, look, yeah, we're due 20. We're due 29 more years of those bounces. We're not cashing in a ticket once here. We're cashing in multiple tickets. Haven't been through it. We enjoy the call. Somebody's got to suffer through Tampa, so I'm glad it's you guys. Get down there in the warmth. We'll look forward to the game on Sunday night, 8 o'clock, right here on The Fan, obviously locally in Richmond. Bram, thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Again, I'm superstitious now, so it means we have to do this next week when we're getting ready to go to Detroit, okay?
I am looking forward to that. You are booked for the pre-Detroit run. That's exciting. Thank you so much. We got to take a break. We will be back right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Playoff week for the Commanders. Victory Tuesday. We're still basking in the glow of that Cowboys win. You beat the Cowboys, you should celebrate it. Feels a little bit like, I always feel like the teams that win the Sunday college basketball tournaments never don't, like, you don't get to celebrate it properly. When VCU wins the A-10 title, it's like, woo, VCU wins the A-10 title. Ooh, bracket's coming out. Ooh, all right, what do you think about the matchup? 11 seed. All right, who are they playing? We move on so quick. We've got the attention span of Nats. They beat the Cowboys on Sunday. That's their rival. In a game the Cowboys were definitely trying to win. There was no... That
I
was
would imagine.
One of the better NFL Week 18 games in a week that largely needs to be launched into the sun. We've proven conclusively there is no point in staging an NFL Week 18.
There are a couple solid ones. The Bears? Bears-Packers, that was a good one.
What happened was all those games finishing together created like a great apex moment of football. Like Scott Hansen was born to narrate that 2 minutes of football right there. And the Rams-Seahawks game ended up being good as well. We were one pass away from the Rams from it being Commanders-Rams this weekend. Because if they had beaten Seattle, they were going to re-jump Tampa for the 3 seed. So we weren't at zero intrigue, for sure. I don't know on the whole. I think part of the problem is there's too many TV windows in Week 18.
There's no Monday, no bye.
We had those Saturday games that weren't good. And then, you know, most of them, you know, the 4 o'clock. Right? In Week 18, there's going to be two or three consequential games, and there's going to be a lot of games that just don't matter at all, that just aren't.
Jaguars-Colts went to overtime. No one's playing for anything in that game.
My favorite was the Falcons-Panthers because the Falcons were watching to see if the Bucs would lose, and they were on the ropes. The Saints had the ball driving to tie the game with 2 minutes left, and at that time, the Falcons scored to tie their game, to go one down in their game against the Panthers. I forget what it was, 35-34 maybe. At that point, you have to make a decision. Are you going to go for two in the win or kick the extra point and play for overtime? If the win matters, you kick the extra point. That's the better decision there by far. If the win doesn't matter, oh my gosh, get everybody off that field. We're done playing football. But they didn't know if the Saints were going to win yet, so they kick the extra point, force overtime. The Saints don't win, so they get in their earpieces right before overtime kicks off. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're folding up shop. We're going home. Nothing to see here, nothing to play for here. That's a rough series of football right there. Panthers drove down, scored a touchdown, obviously, after everybody folded up for the season. That's an interesting team to watch next year, how they maneuver. Presumably, getting rid of Kirk Cousins. Is there trade value there? After yesterday, which I think was largely a dud on the coaching front, I think the quarterbacks are going to be far more interesting this offseason than the coaching carousel. Now, the one thing that could really skew everything, Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, who's the prize, he's the belle of the ball here, took an interview with the Patriots. He's talking with the Patriots this week. We're all working under the assumption the Patriots are going to hire Vrabel, which I think is the right call for them, too. If they can land Ben Johnson, though, everybody else spins into chaos, too, because now Vrabel's back on the market, and now whatever team, Chicago, I guess, that thought it was going to get Ben Johnson isn't. Not that we would know anything about thinking we're going to get Ben Johnson and not getting him. That's going to be an interesting one. Then right below that, I would list Tyreek Hill as the next most interesting offseason storyline. Because he wants out of Miami, he says. His contract doesn't just let him walk out of Miami. This is more an NBA I want out than a traditional NFL I want out. The contract doesn't allow him to take his ball and go home. And as we've learned, in the NFL, they can put the clamps on you and keep you there if they want to. That said, you know, the second the Dolphins put him on the market, the speculation's going to be, is he coming to the Commanders? I mean, that's going to be a red-hot offseason topic, if that's a thing. Because you know I love Terry. Terry's the man. Terry's a number one. He's a great wide receiver. He's not that.
We spent the entire offseason talking about every wide receiver that might be available.
Yeah. And we will again this year. We will again this year. Terry has had a great year, and we are going to spend the offseason talking about every wide receiver who's available. I have no doubts about
that. Who did we think we were getting? Ayuk? Wasn't that the big one?
That was the big one. Because there was a touch of CeeDee Lamb sprinkled in there while he was still, that Jerry Jones was just going to ship him over to us for reasons that remain completely unclear. I wouldn't be surprised if Pickens forces his way out of Pittsburgh, or if they force him out. He's been crazy off the chart. He's been Antonio Brown style this year on the field behaviorally. I don't want Tyreek Hill. I'll put my flag down on that right now. When he's good, he's great. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of everything to deal with for a guy. He's the DeSean Jackson of this generation. When he's on, you can't touch him. He's phenomenal. He's at his best, the best wide receiver in football, and it's not particularly close. When he's off, he's a lot to deal with, and he's injured, and you're still paying him and all those other things. I'm going to give an early no on Tyreek Hill. I like the way Adam Peters is building this team. I don't think Adam Peters is going to be a Tyreek Hill guy. Is my hunch.
That feels like the right call.
I don't want him. I like where we're headed. I think Adam Peters, let him cook, let him spend some money. Lattimore is an interesting one. I think you traded for Lattimore with the expectation you would give him an extension this offseason, make him an anchor piece for the future. Now, hamstrings are weird. He could be just fine. He could wake up in March, be good to go, play 17 great games next year. This could also be a thing that lingers for the rest of his career, is very possible as well. That's a tough decision as well, because he's going to want that financial security. Right now, just like the security of knowing that he's going to lock down Mike Evans on Sunday. I think he's essential personnel. I got three guys who were essential personnel Sunday. Commanders, Bucks. Jaden Daniels is essential personnel. I think we all understand that. Props to Marcus Mariota. It's a very nice touchdown pass, very nice win. He's not going to beat the Buccaneers in the playoffs. Maybe he does, but long term, you need number five. He's the offense. Tyler Biadasz is essential personnel. Tyler Biadasz, you need him out there. And I think Marshon Lattimore is essential personnel. You put St. Juice on Mike Evans. I don't love the direction that would trend. I don't think that's our guy George says Garrett Wilson needs to be the target. I wouldn't say no to Garrett
Wilson. I was just thinking that.
There you go.
If the Jets dump everyone, give up, try to reset on the season.
The Jets have said they will let the new coach pick whether Aaron Rodgers stays or not, who the quarterback is. Is there a scenario? Now, you would think most coaches would say clean house, dump everybody. Is there a scenario where you say, keep him here, let's tank for a year, get a high draft pick, run it back? Because you, like, if Aaron Rodgers balls out, great, you have Aaron Rodgers for a year. Far more likely you're going to win three games, the whole thing will be a disaster. Then you clean house. I think there's a scenario where you keep it together for another year. I think there's a chance of that. I'm not saying I would do that. I just think there's a chance if you hire the new coach, he says, this is a multi-year effort, and I want the first year to be as bad as humanly possible. And I think to achieve that, you keep everybody around.
I think there are just so many good players with the Jets that they're going to be like, please, I'd like to play for a team that can win.
Yeah.
Is it Garrett, Breece, Devontae?
Yeah. They don't want to go through that again. I know that. The thing about the Jets was 2 years ago, we all felt like the Jets were so good, they were on the verge of a Super Bowl if they just could find the right quarterback. Do we still feel that way about the Jets, or is that window closed? I think that's another thing we're going to have to sort out this offseason. Because if you take over the Jets' job and you say, ooh, I think we're close, we just need somebody, maybe you keep those guys in there, maybe you go for a Russell Wilson, who I think Seattle will let go if they lose this weekend. Maybe you go for a Sam Darnold if the Vikings let him go, which I think they would be smart to do. Maybe you go for a guy like that. Sam Darnold back with the Jets, I think, would be an A-plus outstanding storyline. Your script writers can't do much better than that. We'll dive into all of it. Plenty of offseason to get to. It's not the offseason here, though. It's the playoffs. Sunday's the day. Sunday, 8 p.m., Commanders Bucks. You'll hear it right here. We're taking you up to noon. AWOD Radio. No water required to enjoy the Odyssey app. You just download it. You listen to the program. AWOD, then Grant and Danny will drive you home. You're listening to Richmond's home, a Commanders playoff football. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Doing the show out here in beautiful Western Henrico, where they have running water. AWOD's here, he doesn't have water. Stubbs here, he doesn't have water. We don't have water. Ran out yesterday, got some bottles of water. Just keep things moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that was a mess.
I want to be very clear. We didn't hoard. We got six the gallon jugs of water.
Cool.
I think that was an appropriate...
I think I got like the 24-pack of small ones.
That was an appropriate amount for you. Yeah. 6 gallons, but you know, we got the family of four. I'm not hoarding. You shouldn't be hoarding, but you should get the water you need.
And I know water's some important. Of you are. I've got reports on the street.
Remember toilet paper?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember toilet paper. So I can't spare a square over here, and then you go to somebody's house. You're going to see my toilet paper room? I've got 900 rolls.
I heard 4 p.m. Carytown Kroger was one of the scariest places in Richmond to be in some time.
Well, the stores aren't equipped to distribute it in an equitable fashion.
No, and they won't even try.
It's all just sitting there. It's all just sitting there. grab what you can get. Throw some elbows if you're going to throw some elbows.
I had a friend. They said they were turned away at the door of Whole Foods.
Oh, Whole Foods isn't going to stand for that. That's
they said, no, you're not allowed to.
They will not sully the good name of Whole Foods. It's like going to the Cartier watch store. Like, you can go. You have money. All right, you can come in. Yeah, you look like you. Yeah, you can come. Not you. No, not you. Go away. If you think the Carytown Kroger is bad, imagine the Lombardi Kroger.
Yeah. No, that sounds...
That's the king of you know, just...
It's already...
It's martial law there to begin with every day. The Lombardi
Kroger. The thing is, if you drive 10 minutes any direction...
You'll get water.
You'll get water.
Unless that direction is east,
right?
We're now hearing,
right now.
Eastern Henrico, including the airport, doesn't have water. So it's a developing situation, as they say. Was up punching the updates. Woke up this morning to do the updates. I was like, man, I'm happy to be in here. We're gonna talk about sports. And I was like, ooh, let's. And then we're talking about water the whole time. That's all right though. So we're not gonna do Commanders Rewind today at 11 for a couple reasons. One of those reasons is we have Bram Weinstein on. He is the voice of the Commanders, so that'll be a good guest spot there for him. The other reason is we're kind of onto the playoffs a little bit, but I think there's still value. So we're gonna do a mini one here. You've got the clips fired up here. We'll buzz through the game. We'll talk about some things from the Cowboys game. Normally I bring in, you know, this the whole legal pad. I mean, where I write the notes. That's not the 8.5 by 11. That's like the 8.5 by 14. I take thorough notes during the game. I'm just gonna be honest. I didn't do that Sunday. I got out the iPhone notes app. There you go. A little two word thing, you know. The kickoff hit the cheerleader. I thought that was worth noting. We don't you know, we get the highlights that they send along from the Commanders radio crew. They didn't send that along.
Maybe they didn't notice.
I was hard not to notice.
God.
Pegged her right in the head. Just, but, yeah, she got up, and I'm like, I can't believe she got up. And she's hanging out there like she knows she's on TV, so she's very conscious of that.
Right.
I'm still impressed she got up at all.
Need guardian caps for the cheerleaders.
That thing. The cheerleader guardian cap is a phenomenal twist. Programming note as well, tomorrow, Play Chesterfield returns, our Play Chesterfield weekly segment. In this time slot, 10:30 every week, we talk to a Chesterfield High School athlete. We will get that up. It's been a while. Let me grab my sheet of paper here, tell you who we're talking to tomorrow. We're talking to Clover Hill tomorrow, so we'll go out and chat with Clover Hill. Chesterfield, they've got a new motto. I like this. Chesterfield's new motto. Chesterfield, we've got water. I think it's going to catch on. That's a good sales pitch for their county out there. We'll talk to Clover Hill. We'll enjoy that tomorrow. All right. So let's play here. Let's start with Jaden Daniels. Let's start with the good. Then we'll get to Micah Parsons sacking him. But he showed off the wheels early, and I liked that.
As they get to a third and one, up to the line, the clap is Jaden Daniels asking for it. He kept. He was met by Parsons, slipped away from him, gets out to the 46-yard line. So Daniels kept the ball, looked to the right, saw Parsons and another Cowboy and said, nope, not going there. Back to the center of the line, got a first down.
When he decided to keep that ball, I was like, oh, man, that was a bad decision by Jaden. But
yeah, it's London Fletcher, right. You hesitate anytime he's there, but if you give Jaden the ball in space, he's gonna make magic happen. It's about he's getting sacked far more in the pocket than he is on the run. I've been surprised how seldom he gets sacked on the run. If he makes it out of the pocket, he's usually gonna be okay. Even if that's running out of bounds, even if that's throwing it away. There was one at the end of the first half where he should have thrown it away. He didn't. He ran out for a 3-yard loss. That's a teaching point. Like the announcers were a little worked up about that. I wasn't mad. Like,
yeah, I remember that was an odd.
Yeah, you should. You throw it, you get 3 free yards. Yeah, I wasn't too worked up about it. But here's Micah Parsons. He went to work.
Daniels is in the gun. B-Rob to his right. In motion goes Deami Brown, who's back after missing last week. Dallas breaks 5. Pressure right up the middle by Parsons, and he got him again. He wins off of left guard and sacks Jaden Daniels back at the 25.
Yeah, one of the things that the Cowboys do a lot of with Micah Parsons, they move around. This time they put him over Michael Dieter.
He's good. He's a really good player. You know, but Tampa has really good players too. And I think that's 1A on my concern list. Marshawn Lattimore's availability, I'm telling you, I really do think that's the game right there if Lattimore can't play. But then also you've got, on the flip side of that, this offensive line is a little banged up right now. And you saw that in the way they allowed pressures. Biadasz is essential personnel. He's got to get back. Let's do special teams for a second. Zane Gonzalez, why not? Let's have ourselves a field goal.
Clock moves under 5 minutes to go first half. 6-0 Cowboys. Washington's trying to get on the board. It would be a 47-yard field goal from Zane Gonzalez. Tressway marking the right hash mark at the 37. Looks back at Gonzalez. He's set. Here's the snap. Hold down. Kick is on its way. Gonzalez is pure.
That's what you need. I was surprised when he came back after the Saints game. But a 47-yarder in Dallas in a key spot. That's the good. That gives you hope that maybe if he needs one in Tampa, it's going to be there for him because we've run that kicking carousel. I had a brief thought while watching the two games, watching McManus kick to put the Packers in front with a minute left. I thought, oh my gosh, Brandon McManus is going to knock the Commanders out of the sixth seed, and I'm going to have a lot of feelings about that. Thankfully, the Bears got the field goal. Terry got the catch. We didn't have to worry about it. But I was briefly like, oh, no, that's gonna be a thing if McManus knocks him out of the playoffs. He didn't, thankfully. The bad on kickoffs, here we go.
Jamison Crowder deep for Washington at his own 13. Washington now moving left to right. They're wearing white jerseys, burgundy pants today. Anger gets kind of under this. And Crowder has to walk up to make a fair catch. He ran into his own man. He dropped it. The ball is loose. And Dallas has recovered the fumble. Washington is going to demand a flag for a Cowboy pushing a defender into Crowder, but I don't think they're going to get it. This is going to be a turnover.
Yeah, that's what you can't have Sunday. If that happens Sunday, it's over. You can't have a big turnover. And I think getting the takeaways defensively is going to be equally key. There was a dropped interception by Frankie Louvu. You won't hear me say a bad word about Frankie Louvu. I love me some Frankie Louvu. But those are the opportunities you're going to have to cash in a playoff game. We're not playing Dallas anymore. We're not playing the Titans anymore. It's big boy football, and everything matters. And that one, that was a Luke McCaffrey. He's going to have to wear that one. Luke McCaffrey allows himself to get too close to the line of the punt, gets pushed into Zacchaeus, fumbles the punt, Dallas recovers. So McCaffrey, not the rookie season we'd hoped for. I'm not saying bench him. I'm not saying make him inactive. You know I'm not saying he's going to be bad forever. I'm not saying that for sure. I think he could bounce back next year. It's not the rookie year we had hoped for, and then a pretty critical special teams gaffe. You know, if you're not going to be contributing offensively, you've got to contribute on special teams. So that's something we'll watch. Let's do one more before we hit break, because this will wrap up the first half for us. I just love this play so much. Cliff Kingsbury's feeling himself right now. This was such a good trick play. I loved everything about it until Zacchaeus didn't catch it.
So they get down to the Dallas 36 on the conversion. First and 10 for Washington. They're into Cowboys territory. Down 6-0. Here's the snap. Little pitch around to De'Ami Brown. He's going to throw it. Left-handed. Lobs it up wide open. Zacchaeus, and he dropped it. He dropped it in the end zone. He was wide open. Trick play from Brown. Zacchaeus didn't have anybody within 5 yards of him, and he dropped it.
Yeah, that would have been it right there. That was and Diami's a lefty too. Like everything about that play just said, like, put this on SportsCenter. That's when he'll be kicking himself for a while. All right, that's the first half. We'll come back. Hazel and I have a joke that the Commander's Rewind is a fish that grows to the size of its aquarium. I've never done a one segment Commander's Rewind in situation.
Well, we had to talk about water a little more. That was important.
Water talk grows to the size of its aquarium too. I'm beginning to think I've identified the problem, and it's me. I've found the problem here. I've found the culprit. Hazel not here today, and yet this keeps happening for some reason. I thought we had nipped this one in the bud, but no. It turns out I'm the problem. That's all right. We'll wrap up the highlights. We'll play the second half for you. We'll remind you the Commanders beat the Cowboys. We will dive into everything else going on in the world of sports. Big NFL day, still waiting on the white smoke to come out of the chimney in Dallas. We've got news from Tennessee where they fired their general manager. We'll tell you about that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, here's the situation. Watch me not do Commander's Rewind for 3 minutes. It's a gift I have. Zach Joachim, I love him. I love him. He's a good kid. This isn't even about that. he'll join the show tomorrow. He'll talk about VCU basketball if they play VCU basketball. I'll tell him I love him. I'm telling him I love him right now, and he's not on the air. He's bragging on Twitter right now about how he has water. I need him to cut
Don't do that.
I need him to cut that out immediately. I'm calling on Zach Joachim to cease and desist bragging about water, having water. Here's the kick in the pants. He lives in the city. He lives downtown.
Where is he?
He's
not to dox him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He's in the heart of the downtown area. I think he's on Franklin. He might be on Main. You know what? I don't even know the exact address. Somewhere between, like, you know, 4th and 8th. You know, like that area. Where the downtown area. Look at me. I run a website about Richmond. look at me explaining to you what downtown is. That area where the people live downtown.
They have it? Do they all have it?
I don't... Not he's the first. He's the only person I know of in the city who has water.
Here's my guess.
And he's bragging about it.
Does he live in an apartment building with someone really important with a lot of money? They said, give my apartment water.
It just feels like there has to be something going on here, right? Because he's near the state capitol building. Nothing's more important than that. They called off legislating today because they don't have water at the state capitol building. But Zach's taking warm showers? Get out of town. Come on. I don't want I don't want to hear one more thing about Zach Joachim having one. I'm giving him crap tomorrow when he comes on at 11 o'clock on 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. So that's a thing you can look forward to tomorrow if you tune in. I believe Hazel's back tomorrow, so that's exciting. Is that that's
if your... not, I mean, I'm not scheduled.
We got a thing. This city can't handle another day of stubborn MP. Day one of stubborn MP, ice storm shuts down Richmond. Day two of stubborn MP, there's no water. We can't.
I mean, there is a day three, and it's Thursday.
I don't know which horse of the apocalypse is riding in Thursday. Just as a city, we can't afford another stub MP.
And the Scotty Scheffler incident. That was awesome.
You can sign me. I'm sure it was traumatic for Scotty. You could sign me up for a million shows where we have incidents like the Scotty Scheffler incident. If you promised me my life for the next 40 years was coming in and doing wackies like that, I would sign on the dotted line so fast. That's my kind of radio show. Here's where I want to pick back up on Commander's Rewind. Our guy Jonathan Allen, he's back. And I think he's important for this week, too. I'm not here for the Deron Payne slander. I think he's good. I think he's good at bottling up the run. I think he's good at absorbing double teams. He's not and never will be a go-get-the-quarterback guy. John Allen is a go-get-the-quarterback guy. It was really good to see him get into the positive column.
Lance at the gun. Lipke moves to his left. Three wide receivers to the right. Here's the snap. Washington gets pressure off the edge. He gets away from Dante Fowler.
But not John Allen! Sacked him back at the 20-yard line. He got away from Lubu, but not Allen!
That's the great chess match right there. And it was Bobby Wagner. They showed the zero coverage. They saw the formation, and then late, they checked to a zone coverage. That confused the young quarterback, and that allowed the pressure to get to him. Great, great audible by Bobby Wagner.
It's Bobby Wagner. I think we all knew he'd be a cerebral player. Like he'd be a guy who could coach everybody, put them in the right spots, and know what to do. And you saw the smarts coming through there as well. He's also just still playing with an incredibly high motor in week 18 of the NFL season, as he's chasing London Fletcher on the all-time list. So cool to have London Fletcher in the booth, Bobby Wagner on the field. Two of the great tacklers in NFL history, full stop, in the organization right now. It's a good time. It's a good time to be doing... It's a great time to have veteran experience coming into the postseason. Zach Ertz as well, who's still playing at an enormously high level. Love watching him play. Love watching Bobby Wagner play. You knew they'd be great off-field guys. They've been great on-the-field guys, too, which has been a real treat. All right. Terry McLaurin has had a rough last few weeks. He hasn't really been on the same page as Jaden. I don't think it's all been Jaden either. It's been a little confusing, to be honest. The first half of that game was a little confusing, which is why I loved seeing Terry get some in the second half. We'll get to the touchdown catch, but here's another fourth quarter gem from Terry.
Two wide receivers to the left and three to the right. Here's the snap. Dallas brings pressure again. Mariota has time. Fires one to Woods McLaurin. Another unbelievable contested catch by Terry McLaurin out near midfield. It's about a yard short of a first down.
Yeah, he had two of them on that drive. We'll get to the winner in a second. But first, a little Marcus Mariota love. I think it's appropriate. Marcus Mariota has been slandered by me on this radio program. We're not pointing fingers. We're pulling the thumb.
He's 2-0.
Numbers don't lie. This is the one right here. I love this one.
6 seconds to go, fourth quarter. More pressure from Dallas. Mariota has time, running out of it, spins out to the left, gets a block from Trent Scott to the 40, 45, cuts back at the 50, dives ahead.
Call the timeout.
Jaden Ish to get a first down with 33 seconds on the clock. Dan Quinn runs onto the field to use the second of the three-team timeout.
You said Jaden Ish is right. Marcus Mariota said, man, you realize, you know, I got a high.
Takes a second timeout.
He's going to get the first down.
I got a Heisman, too. A couple Heisman winners hanging out. I think the Jaden thing that's interesting to me is he quit on the team in Atlanta. Like, there's no sugarcoating it. They made a Netflix show about it. It's what happened. He just up and left when he got benched in the middle of the season. All you've heard from Ashburn is, everybody likes him and he's a cool dude. I remember his introductory press conference up in Ashburn, was up there for it. And somebody was like, why are you here? And he's like, I didn't think I'd be here either. Like, I was told my agent I want to stay on the West Coast. He told me about this opportunity. I was like, oh yeah, I'll do that. And I thought, like, that's such a load, right? Like, there's no, this has to just be the only team that called him. There's no way he'd be like, tell his agent I want to go to the West Coast, and then all of a sudden magically just want to be with the Commanders. Turns out he kind of wants to be here. He's having fun.
That Falcons thing with him going out there and getting Jaden to stand up,
yeah,
that like sold everything to me. And that was, oh, I get it now.
Yeah. He's played his role perfectly. I don't think a starting job's coming for him either. I think he could be back next year as the backup. I hope he'd be cool with that. I know he wants to be a starter again. Hopefully, he could learn to love the life of a full-time backup. I don't think anybody's calling with the starting job. Now, if you want to go to a spot where it's easier to get to the starting job, sure, I get that. I think it's plausible he gets back. I'm running out of time. Let's make sure we play this clip because it's Terry McLaurin making the catch of the day to win a football game against the Dallas Cowboys.
Here we go. First and goal at the five. Mariota in the gun. Eckler to his left. Three wide receivers to the right. Here's the snap. He's looking left. One-on-one. Throws over.
Oh, that's it! That's Terry McLaurin! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! They've done it again!
Do you believe in miracles? Yes, I do! Terry McLaurin, Marcus Mariota. Perfect ball. Ball game, Washington!
There you go. London Fletcher fired up. First half of that is Bram Weinstein. He's the voice of the Commanders. You hear him every week. You'll hear him Sunday at 8 o'clock on 910 The Fan. You'll also hear him in a couple minutes when we get back from break. We'll break this thing down. We're coming right back. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in the playoffs in Richmond. 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, wrapping up the Tuesday show. We are here to educate, to inform, to engage the public, and that occasionally includes us. We're not above suggesting that from time to time we need that education. Today is one of those days, because Stubb, you knew the tub and the toilet thing. I didn't. Or you learned yesterday.
Half knew and I refreshed.
I was watching YouTube videos and it was explained stuff and like, this isn't going to work. And finally I found one that was like, had like kids music and it was a guy like talking very slowly. I was like, all right, this is the right pace now. I think I'm going to learn something. We're filling in AWOD on this. You dump the water in the toilet and it flushes.
Yeah. Don't make sense to me.
Nobody knows how.
Well, that's what the toilet does.
No, I'm sure, yeah. I usually press a button, Stubb.
Yeah, and the button pours water in rapidly.
Stubb lives in TikTok world.
Yeah.
The kids these days, like, they see the miraculous happen on TikTok all the time. So you explain to him, like, life hack, pour water in the toilet, it'll flush.
Right.
That generation nods. They're like, huh, yeah, awesome.
That generation, they learn in 90 seconds or less,
yeah.
Or they don't care. If it goes past 90 seconds, you know what? I'll get it next time.
Well, I clearly have I got it under wraps.
Yeah. Stubb will lead us all in the water apocalypse here. AWOD's here. Do we have the crosstalk sounder? We do have the crosstalk sounder. Let's play it.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okie dokie, let's get this show on the road.
You don't have water, right?
I do not. No.
Yeah, none of us have water. I feel like there's a point where we start to worry about this VCU basketball game tomorrow. I don't think it's now. We got time.
I think they're going to find a way to play that game. I really do. What did you say? The airport was.
They don't have water right now, but they trucked in toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see something like that happening. Or there's a deal with some company. Everybody gets water bottles when they enter. I just feel like they're going to play that game, rain, sunshine, or snow.
I kind of also feel like if we truly still don't have water tomorrow night, like we're all just going to be out there with pitchforks and torches anyway. Like basketball will be the least of our concerns. That, like if we go 3 days without water in this city, somebody's going to lose their mind.
It is pretty funny how, I'll give you the credit, I saw it first on the Richmonder.
Richmonder.org.
Written by Michael Phillips. And immediately, my buddies wanted to go get water, and we went to the Family Dollar.
Yep.
Because I was told if you go to like Whole Foods, you're never going to get any water. Went to Family Dollar and grabbed basically like the last four cases there.
Yeah. Nice play. You're watered up. You're good to go.
Watered up. Good to go.
I love it. Playoff week for the Commanders.
Yes! Big week.
Yes. We did confidence level in the offense and defense earlier. What's your confidence level in the offense first right now going into this playoff
game? It's like an 8 or a 9. I know people are upset they haven't been able to run the ball in the last few weeks here. I think it comes down to the health of Tyler Biadasz, and I do feel like he will be able to give it a go this Sunday, and that will make a huge difference right there. I also think getting Austin Ekeler back is a big boom that people aren't really talking about because he only had 2 catches against the Cowboys. Oh, yeah, 20 yards, right? That man is a living, breathing, walking first down when you get the ball into his hands right there. So I think that's a big part of it. And I just feel like I'm feeling pretty confident about the offensive side of the ball. The defensive side of the ball, my confidence level is at about a 4.
Sure.
I do think they're going to be able to run the ball on us in the first half. It does feel like Joe Witt Jr. Waits until halftime to make his adjustments there to stop the run. And that pisses me off. It frustrates me because how many games in a row now has the opponent had 67 yards in the first half? They're being able to run the football. Make your adjustments right away, Joe Witt Jr. So, you know, really, that's what it comes down to, is I don't have trust in the defensive side of the ball to get stops against the run. And then, my goodness, when Baker Mayfield passes the ball, you know he's going to have open receivers. What do you have, 4 touchdowns the first time he yep. played against us? So it does feel like it's going to be a higher scoring game, and it'll probably be a game in which the quarterback that gets the ball last wins.
I'd like that. Sign me up for that. I feel good about that, you know, just because of how number 5's been playing this season. Go back to something you said about Austin Ekeler, because I think that's very true, the impact he could have. And we saw him, he looked a little lost out there at the start. I'm glad he got that Cowboys game, got the cobwebs out, got rolling again, hopefully. I don't think it's a coincidence that B-Rob's best games have been weeks where Austin Ekeler active. I think he could make both running backs better.
Yeah, and for B-Rob, I think really his running style, he pauses too much, he hesitates. He's got to know, I'm the North and South guy, I'm not the East and West guy. That is, you know, McNichols. That is Austin Ekeler. He's got to put his foot in the dirt and just get upfield. Too many times he's getting 1 or 2 yards, and we know he can fall forward for 3. So just do that. Yeah. Right. And so I do think like maybe Brian Robinson's not running his best right now. Maybe it's the offensive line as well, but I think he's hesitating too much. Just put your foot in the dirt and go upfield.
If you can get 4 yards on first down with B-Rob, everything's easier.
Yes.
Everything's easier across the board. Jaden's life is easier. I you heard me asking Bram how much stock you put in that first game. It just feels like these teams are so different than what we saw that day.
Yes, but Bram made a great point. You know what you're going to get from Todd Bowles, which is a lot of blitzes, creative blitzes, and he's going to bring down Jaden Daniels once, twice, 3 times. Will they bring him down 8 times the first time these two teams played? I think it's going to come down to each quarterback's escapability, right? Because when you escape the pocket like that, you have numbers downfield. And we've seen it, especially against Cincinnati. It felt like Jaden made the first guy miss over and over again and then was able to either throw or run himself. That's what it's going to come down to. I mean, I had nightmares of Baker Mayfield escaping our pass rush in the first game.
I think that Baker is going to get his, but I also think there's ways to limit him that would be beneficial to these guys.
I mean, a couple sacks on second down would change this ballgame.
Really would. Getting an interception early would be very nice, too. I just dropped on Adam when I'm going down to Tampa, which
I like it.
Going down Friday. Got to beat the snowstorm. want to be safely. Would hate to miss anything at the pirate ship. It's going to be a fun weekend. Grant and Danny did this for the New Orleans game.
Yeah.
Then they had the debacle of all debacles coming back. I don't know if you heard about that.
I heard a little bit about it, yeah. I was too focused on the fact that we got the win.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. They weren't. They were focused on getting back from New Orleans. We're supposed to fly into Reagan. They attempted to land at Reagan. The pilot pulled up at the last second.
Dude.
Took them over to Dulles.
I would start smelling.
They landed at Dulles. They just sit there because they're waiting to hear if they can get off at Dulles or if they have to go back to Reagan.
Oh, no.
So they have to sit on the plane for 2 hours. Then they bus everybody back to Reagan. Yeah, it's a mess.
I don't even want to go to New Orleans anymore after hearing that. I hate flights. Oh, my goodness.
All right. We got time. We got time. We'll settle it down. Get this weather settled down before big game week, which I'm fired up about, as I know you are as well. Back tomorrow, big show, VCU game day. Play Chesterfield on the line as well. It's 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.